Praise the Lord. Let's give them one more great big round of applause. Wow. Wow. What a great group of people to minister to you. I tell you, you are a blessed church. You are a blessed church. Give Jesus a hand clap of praise again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We always enjoy our time with you, and we know that we're always going to have a great time. We know that we're going to have people filled with the Holy Ghost when we come here, because that is your heart's desire, too. You are great people, and Jesus can do so many things with you. You have a great ministry team, and you can minister to other people, too. Let your light shine. What a great theme. Let your light shine. And when you do that, Jesus will bless you. And if your rewards don't come here on earth, they're going to come in heaven. So keep yourself ready. This is a great and terrible time that we live in. There's great opportunities for us to witness to people, because even worldly people know that this world is getting worse and worse and worse. And when you talk to people in the world, there's so much negativity, there is no hope, and there is no peace. Nobody's looking to these candidates that are coming up, whoever it is, to solve all the problems that the United States have. And unless we turn our hearts, our minds, our souls, our bodies towards the Lord, it's not going to get better. But the hope that we do have is Jesus is coming back soon. Let's give Jesus another hand clap of praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I praise your name. I praise your name. I told you this morning I'm going to be retiring. And I just want to mention one other thing about that. The Lord has blessed me with a great job, and I've been there 39 years. 39 years. And I am so thankful that it's been a job where I could witness to people. For the most part, they've helped me out with my traveling by letting me work comp time. But you know, the devil rises his ugly head up in situations. And just recently, they took that comp time away from me. And I told you this morning, I was just wondering what I was going to do. Well, the Lord had it all worked out. But I'm telling you that the 39 years I spent at my job, I have enjoyed what I've been doing. But it was just a job. It's not my life. This is my life. Praising and worshiping Jesus, this is my life. And this is what your life should be. You have to have a job to make ends meet, to supply for your family, so that you can have food to eat, clothes to wear. But your life needs to be the church. And I see you here tonight. I know I'm preaching to the choir because you're here tonight. This is your life. And if you haven't given your life to Jesus, if you haven't allowed Jesus to move into your heart, if you haven't received your gift of the Holy Ghost, which is Jesus living in your heart, you can have it tonight. It's as simple as this. Be available. Get involved. And let Jesus move into your heart. Let Jesus know that you want your sins forgiven. Let Jesus know that you want him to move into your heart. And that you do want to go to heaven. You know, it's basically as simple as that. Because repentance is something where you talk to the Lord and say, I am sorry for the bad things I've done. And even bad thoughts that I've thought. And even bad things that I've said. And then baptism is just saying, Jesus, I want you to wash away all my sins. I know that you've forgiven me. But Sister Oliver showed you that the sins were still up here. Jesus washes those away. And then the third part of salvation is just receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. And it's so easy to receive a gift, especially when it comes from Jesus, because he doesn't expect anything from you. When you receive your gift, if you want to smile and jump and dance, that's great. If you want to cry and praise the Lord with your tears, that's great too. Jesus just wants you to receive this gift. And we have just found an easy way to do that is with the four steps of worship. Now, I know that we do these four steps of worship here every year. We do them everywhere we go. Everywhere we go, because people need to remember, they need to learn first, but they also need to remember how easy it is to get in God's presence by yourself. Do you know you can use these four steps of worship at home, where you can sit down and close your eyes, even if you're at a kitchen table. You can sit down and close your eyes, even if you're sitting on the side of your bed. You can sit down and close your eyes on your love seat or couch or chair. And just think about Jesus. And then all of a sudden, when you're thinking about Jesus, the atmosphere changes. It's not all the things that are terrible in the world, but it's all the things that are right about Jesus. All the things that are good that come from thinking about him. Because when you really think about how Jesus died on the cross for each and every one of us, even before he knew that we were going to be born, you weren't even born yet when Jesus died on the cross for you. He gave his life for you. And he loves you even though he knows everything about you. You know that there's a lot of people in this world that if they knew everything about you, they may not want to be around you. Because we have a lot of secrets that we keep in our hearts. But you can't keep those secrets from Jesus. And he loves you no matter what. So tonight we're going to do these four steps of worship. Remember, these are so easy that you can do them in your home. You can do them anywhere you want to. Anywhere that Jesus says, okay, now it's time. But we need that relationship with him so that we know this is the time to do this. I need to do this. I need to be close to Jesus. Because Jesus is coming back so soon. Do you want to go to heaven someday? Oh, I do too. I do too. Now, what I want to do is the kids to sit with your back against the back of your seat, with your feet hanging down. And if you have anything in your hands, even if it's marshmallows, put the marshmallows in your mouth for right now and chew them up, I guess. But even if it's your Bible, please put it beside you because we're going to be using our hands in just a minute. We're going to play some soft music just to give us a nice little comfortable atmosphere. But you should feel at peace with this tonight. This is about you and Jesus. And this is about you making sure you're ready to go to heaven. So let's all do these four steps of worship for Jesus and for ourselves, okay? The very first step is so easy, and I see so many of you doing it already, and that's just to close your eyes for Jesus. To close your eyes and think about Jesus. Tonight, I want to do something a little bit different while we think about Jesus. And I want you to think about all the good things Jesus has allowed to come into your life. I don't want you to think about the bad things. I want you to think about the good things. And one thing you can think for sure, he's allowed you to be here at church tonight. He's given you a great church. He's made it so your heart kept beating all day long. He woke you up this morning. Now, I've told you a number of things that you have to be thankful for. But just keep thinking about more and more and more. And I'm going to tell you, when you think about the great things that Jesus has done for you, you can never stop thinking about those things. Because he's placed so many blessings in our lives. He's made it so we had food to eat today. He made it so that we were warm enough to be in church and warm enough to be in a car to get here, or however we did get here. He supplied the transportation. Jesus has given us so many things to be thankful for. And many times we take those things for granted. But tonight, we're going to think about them, because we're going to thank Jesus for that in just a moment. The second step in the steps of worship is just to lift your face towards heaven, the direction that we all want to go. I can't believe that there's anybody that doesn't want to go to heaven or even go to the other place instead of going to heaven. Heaven's going to be a wonderful, wonderful place. But the best thing about heaven's going to be, that's where Jesus is going to be. We will finally see Jesus for who he truly is. And in the new bodies that we will have, we can see Jesus in all his magnitude. And we will truly know how much he loves us. So keep your face lifted towards heaven tonight. And now the third step is just to raise both of your hands. And when I do this tonight, I want to think about I'm reaching towards heaven. That's my goal, to be with Jesus in heaven. Of all the things that could possibly happen to me that might be negative, that would have to be the worst thing. To be shut away throughout all eternity without being with Jesus. So I'm reaching towards heaven tonight. And if that means that I won't make my retirement date in just a short time, so be it. I would much rather be with Jesus than any other place in the world. And you might say, well, what about being here with us, Brother Oliver? I love being with you. But if I have a choice, being with you or being with Jesus, I'm going to pick Jesus every time. That's my reward. That's all of our rewards. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And now the fourth step. This is where we tell Jesus how thankful we are and how much we love him. Use a loud voice of triumph, because you are going to be victorious. You are going to get your reward. You're going to be with Jesus someday in heaven. That's what we've worked all of our lives for, to be with Jesus. Oh, I love you, Jesus, and I praise your name. I worship you, Lord, with all my heart. I thank you, Jesus, for all your many blessings here on earth. But Lord, I am looking forward above all things to being with you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for everything you do. Thank you, Lord, for the cool days. Thank you, Lord, for the dark nights. Thank you, Lord, for the sun and the moon and the stars. Oh, you are so wonderful. You are so wonderful, and you supply all of our needs. Oh, we praise you. We worship you, Lord, with all of our hearts right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It doesn't take a whole lot of energy to just reach out a little bit. The Lord gave us those four steps of worship 24 years ago. We've used them all across the United States, foreign countries. Never ceases to amaze me how some people just will dig their feet in the sand and say, I'm not doing it. Yes, I peek, I look around. It won't hurt us just to reach out a little bit. We're in God's house. And if you're expecting God just to zap you, he won't touch you until you reach out, because he's a perfect gentleman. And so if you'll make a little effort just to reach out to him, what we're doing here is in Scripture. Lifting holy hands is in Scripture. Using your voice to worship him is in Scripture. Everything we've done tonight is right from the Word. Now use those four steps. Perhaps you'll be more comfortable when you're all alone. That's okay. But use those steps and reach out to the Lord. Let him touch you. Let him touch you before it's too late. Because Jesus is coming. I'm going to ask you to stay with me and play softly. Because I'm going to give these precious people hope. You've been here a long time. We've had a lot of preliminaries tonight, and everything has been good and worthwhile. And I'm not going to keep you very long. But I do think I would be remiss if I did not turn to the Word of God for just a little while. And I'm going to let her play while I read the Scripture. Then I'm going to tell you a little story. Then we're going to come and pray. Just in a few minutes. Will you turn to Matthew? The book of Matthew. We're turning to chapter 5. They're going to put it on the screen for you to see. Verse 14 says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." That is simply letting us know that the world should see Jesus in us. When we leave this place, we're going different directions. And where you're going, I'm not going. Where I'm going, you won't be there. How are people going to know about Jesus if we are not a light in this dark world? This world is about as dark as it gets. Sin abounds, but grace doth more, much more abound. And so we can walk out of here tonight. If we have Jesus in our heart, that makes us a light. A few weeks back, I was praying. I said, "Lord, I am so thrilled to have been able to work in the harvest all these years. But my part has been very small. Because I come into a church like this, where people have gone out and invited people to come. They've taught Bible studies. They've gone into schools and prisons and neighborhoods and other places and invited people to come to the foot of the cross. They planted seed. They've watered it and nourished it. And the Bible says God gives the increase. No man comes unless he draws them. And so I've been allowed for all of these years to step into a place where all the seed has been planted and ready to come forth. And I just get to stand up here in the altar in a little while and help you harvest. Get to see people go to the water and be baptized in Jesus' name. I get to see people lift their hands and ask the Lord to forgive them for their sins. I get to be there when Jesus fills them with the Spirit and they begin to speak words in another language. But I said, "Lord, I want to really be a light in a dark world. I want to be responsible for souls coming in. Not just somebody else's souls that I get to pray with up here." I made that a matter of intercession and prayer. Shortly after that, something began to change in me. I felt a boldness in the Holy Ghost. We don't have a lot of boldness sometimes. And I was in a hotel in the lobby. I was sitting in the lobby drinking my coffee and reading my Bible before church on a Sunday morning. Brother Oliver was not traveling with me. And so there I was, sitting in the lobby about a half an hour before my ride was to come. There was a housekeeper there at the hotel that came in, and she flopped in the chair. She was worn out, tired, careworn by this world. You could tell lots of problems. People have lots of problems. If you have problems tonight, you are not alone. I said, good morning. I put a big smile on my face. Good morning. She said, good morning. I said, you're starting out your day kind of tired, huh? Oh, yes, I'm worn out. She said, wait a minute. I cleaned your room yesterday. I said, oh, well, I try to keep my room real nice and all picked up so you don't have a hard job. Oh, it was very neat. I said, wait a minute. How do you remember or how do you know that you cleaned my room? She said, well, I've never seen anybody carry their own coffee cup before. Don't be a hater. I'm away from home a lot. She said, that coffee cup was in your room, and then you have it this morning. So I knew that was your room. I said, well, did you get the donuts I left for you? I always leave a little note and a little treat of some kind. She said, yes, that was so nice. Nobody ever does that. I'm talking about being a light. There are a lot of things we can do that nobody else ever does. We got to be creative and look for ways to let the Holy Ghost shine. I was so thrilled. And she said, now, wait a minute. Why do you carry your own cup? Well, I'm away from home. Last year, I was in 53 churches and on 2 overseas trips. So I like to have my own cup. It's just a little bit of home. Why were you away from home so much? That was Sikkim to a bulldog. Because I'm telling people about Jesus. Sometimes the way we word things is real important. Well, I'm preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. I think she probably would have gone on to work. I said, I'm telling people about Jesus. Do you know about Jesus? She said, oh, yes. Yes, I've been to church. Now, that would be the point in time where Vicki Oliver would have said, oh, well, there's a wonderful church, Pastor Roy Grant. The nicest bunch of people you'd ever want to meet. I would have told her about where it was. I might have even had some business cards. I try to pick those up. And I would have said, here's the church. You need to go to this church. I'd feel so special for doing that. I'd come to church. Brother Grant, I believe I won your soul today. Down there at the hotel. Told her all about the church. You might want to follow up. You're laughing because you've done the same junk. We're real light in this world. If we really believe what we say we do, that Jesus is coming any moment, we're going to stop all the fluff and we're going to be a light in a dark world. There's going to be an urgency come upon us to shine brighter than we've ever shined. I'd been praying about it, and the Lord took me up my prayer. I mean, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I said, let me ask you a question. If Jesus came today, would you be ready to go to heaven? Perhaps some of you would think about that with me right now. Maybe it's your first time here tonight. It's not an accident that you're here. If Jesus came today, would you be ready to go to heaven? All of a sudden, there were tears rolling down her cheeks. She said, I know I'm not ready to go to heaven. I said, it's so easy. I opened up Acts chapter 2. All you have to do is ask Jesus to forgive you for your sins. The Bible says to repent. And then the Bible says to be baptized. Every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. She said, oh, I did that part. I said, you've been baptized in Jesus' name? Yes, I went to church with my sister. She's apostolic. And they baptized me in Jesus' name. I said, wonderful. How about the Holy Ghost? Did you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost? No. Well, you know, when you receive the Holy Ghost, Jesus fills your heart, and then you speak words in another language. The Bible calls it speaking with other tongues. That means with another language. She said, I tried to do it once, but I didn't get it. And I have a 10-year-old son. My husband left us. I have to work every hour I can. We're still barely making it. I don't know how I'm going to make it. I can't get to church. See, sometimes giving a business card and saying you ought to go to church is not enough. If we're going to be a light in a dark world. The anointing hit me. Before I knew what I was doing, I grabbed her hand and said, come with me. I took her around the corner into the public restroom. When that door closed behind us and I turned and looked at her, she was against the wall and her eyes were as big as saucers. And she looked down at that door. I said, in the name of Jesus, no one will come in that door while we're praying. And she kind of relaxed. Her eyes were still big. But she relaxed. And I said, now, I'm going to lead you through 4 steps of worship. There wasn't any beautiful music playing. Wasn't an altar call. She closed her eyes and lifted her face and raised her hands. She began to say, Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins. Please forgive me. I want to be ready for heaven. I want my little boy to be ready. I said, darling, are you ready? Because Jesus is getting ready to move in your heart. She shook her head, yes. In the name of Jesus, receive ye the Holy Ghost. That girl burst out speaking with other tongues in the restroom, in the hotel. Hallelujah. I'm talking about being a light in a dark world. We're going to start praying people through in the Walmart parking lot. Hallelujah. On the couch, out in the backyard, at our places of business, in our schools. Hallelujah. The world needs Jesus and time is short. I urge you to pray and ask God to help you be a light. We don't have much time to invite folks to church, to get them here. What if Jesus comes this week? They weren't here today. What if Jesus comes? You hear about somebody sick? Don't let them die. They're laying in the hospital, in the nursing home. Don't let them die without being bold enough to stand by their bed and say, are you ready to meet your maker? I can help you get ready right now. I have family members. I've told the stories here in this church. My own brother prayed him through the Holy Ghost. He's baptized in the bathtub. He couldn't get to church. Came out of the water speaking with other tongues. Brother Oliver's father received the Holy Ghost sitting at his dining room table. Hallelujah. Right before he passed. Don't let people pass away without sharing this gospel. We are the light. There is no other light. We're the light in a dark world. You say, Sister Oliver, but I can't do what you do, and I'm closing. I can't do that. I can't. Because I'm going through a lot. I've got a lot of stuff going on in my life, Sister Oliver. me help you understand something. The Bible tells us that when we're hurting, when we're broken, that that's when we're most useful to God. These kids reached up this morning and caught something flying through the air. It was not marshmallows. They caught glow sticks. Does anybody have their glow stick in your pocket? Anybody brought it back? Let me see your glow stick. I knew they would. These are treasures. Even when they stop, walk it up here to me. Even when they stop glowing, they still like them. Sometimes if you put them in the freezer, they'll start glowing again. Glow stick. You know the glow stick came about through the Navy? They created glow sticks to use in places where they could not turn on lights. Places that needed to see where they were going. It's patented by the Navy. Now they've fashioned a children's toy, a decoration. Glow stick's a funny thing. It's got a little vial on the inside. The outside is hard, but the inside has a little soft vial full of liquid. It's a chemical. I can't say the name. I can't tell you how to pronounce it, so I'm not going to try. But when you get one of these, the first thing you do is you break it. It won't glow till it's broken. It's not a bit of light until it's broken. And then when you break it, it's amazing what it will do. You could turn off all the lights and have one little glow stick. And once it's broken, it'd light up this whole room. I'm talking to you tonight. You that's hurting, that's been broken, that's going through something really rough right now. You that you've seen a psychiatrist. You think you're going crazy because you got so many thoughts whirling around in your head. I'm talking to you that's been molested, that's been abused. And you know that most of your thinking goes back to those days. And you can't get away from it. It's in your nightmares. I just want you to know that being a light to a dark world is so vital. But you can't really be a light until you're broken. You're looking at a woman that was abused for many, many years. It's when I learned to pray. It's when I built a relationship with Jesus. It's when I found peace at the foot of the cross. And when I came to Jesus broken, I forgave those who hurt me. I let it go. It's as if it never happened. That's what Jesus will do for you. All you have to do is make one step towards Him and He'll do the rest. So don't say, I'm broken. I can't be used. Jesus uses broken things. Would you stand with me tonight? The ministry staff of this church is going to line across the front. This is not a service just for children. Jesus filled a lot of people with the Holy Ghost this morning. Please don't leave without letting Jesus touch you. He's going to touch you on many levels tonight. There are those of you that have broken and bruised spirits. The Lord is going to help you to have a salve and a band-aid on those broken places where they can begin to heal. Now, I'd like to ask anyone that would like prayer to step out of your seats and begin to make your way to the front. Anyone across this building, men, women, and children, would you step out and make your way to the front? If there's someone around you, you talk about being a light. Someone around you that you know needs prayer, invite them to come with you. Turn to your neighbor and say, would you like to come? Hey, there are people in this church. You've been around here a while, but you're hurting. You need to come. You need to come and let Jesus touch you tonight. He's reaching for you. Church, will you close your eyes across this building and lift your face and raise your hands? At any time that you want to step out and come, you are welcome. Let's lift our voices to the Lord. Lord, I want to be a light. I want to win souls. I want the world to see you in me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody else needs to come. Don't wait. Come on, step out of your seats and fill this altar right now.